prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
It's like a battlefield.
There's a battle for the soul of America.
We can't let him tear the kingdom down.
This is no game. This is war.
Flesh and blood. It's between the bad and good. We can't stop until the trumpet sounds. This is war. Not a game we're playing. This is a war.
The only question is, which side will you be on? It's time now for a call to decision with Pastor Butch Paul.
Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
Hello and welcome, my friends. This is Pastor Butch Paul, 2 July 2025. Welcome to tonight's broadcast. You are in for a special treat tonight. I've had this gentleman on in the past. Matter of fact, he comes spoke to us one of our Bible studies several years ago now. And he's back with me again tonight. I'll tell you more about that in just a minute. Before we go there, don't forget that this Saturday, Lord willing, we're going to have Bible study. Yes, we are. First time in a month. Hope you come and join us. Just go, if you have a computer, go to PastorButch.com, PastorButch.com. Click on Rumble at 10:30 a.m. Eastern, and there will be live. The first half hour is always dedicated to prayer and praise reports. A little bit of time just to fellowship. And then we can take a little break, 11:30 a.m. We get into Christian Worldview News, Prophecy in the News, 11:30, 12:30. At 1 o'clock, we're going to do a Bible study entitled Obedience or Sacrifice, or Obedience versus Sacrifice. I hope you come and join us. Now, you can do that, like I said, by going to our website, PastorBush.com, and clicking on Rumble and watch us live. Or you can call on the phone and listen if you like. 339-209-5013. 339-209-5013. And then when you're listening on the phone or you're watching live, you'll be hearing or seeing a phone number. You can call in, talk to us if you like. During these sessions, we can't talk a long time because we have a lot to cover in an hour when we're doing those live, but you feel free to call in anyway. We'll love to hear from you. And don't forget, tomorrow being Thursday already, I cannot believe how quickly the weeks are going by. We'll be in the office tomorrow between 9 and 4 Eastern for your phone calls. You want to call and say hello, you want to place an order, give a donation, whatever. And folks, I will have to tell you, this has been the slowest week we've had in a long, long, long time for the end of month time. So anyway, we'll be in the office tomorrow to talk to you. If we can help at all, please feel free to call. And the other night, I asked y'all to ask prayer for a dear friend of ours, brother named Arnold. Arnold had some heart troubles, and they fixed him up a little bit, put in a defibrillator to keep his heart running okay, give him some medicine. And Arnold come home and refused to wear the defibrillator or take the medicine. He passed away last night. Now, that's between him and the Lord. I can't give an answer to that. But he would not pay attention to his family, try to get him to take care of himself. I could maybe get tired of living. I have no idea that Arnold passed away. So thank you for your prayers. Don't think they weren't her because they were. He got better for a day or two. Then he decided he didn't want to play the game anymore with the medical profession. I'm not going to say either way on that. But anyway, he went on to beat the Lord already. So I want you all to know that. Now, our guest tonight, as I said, the guest had on before a couple times in the past. He came down to Huttonsville, West Virginia, and spoke for our fellowship a couple years ago. shared his life and his situation with him. This gentleman tonight has, well, he went through hell. He got involved in, I call it the religion of homosexuality and sexual perversion. That's where he got into that. God delivered him from it. By the grace of God and through the blood of Christ, he was delivered. And being a mere mortal, just like I am and you are, he backslid a little bit, rolled back down the trail a little bit, got back up, dusted himself off, repented, and got back on the trail, and he's more and far now for the Lord than he ever was. His name is David Arthur. And I admire this man. I got to see him for the first time in person for a long time. I was up at Coach Dave's last month, up for Coach Dave's Father's Day get-together. He was one of the speakers there. And his desire and his zeal to reach everyone, especially young people, with this story, and to try to share with them what hell he went through, the torment he went through, and the deception he went through for a long time, maybe to prevent somebody from going through the same thing. As our theme song said, this is war, folks, and it is war. We're fighting for the souls of men, and by the grace of Jesus Christ, David Arthur is back with the Lord, living for him. And by his grace and mercy and by the blood of the Lamb, he'd been born again. He'd been saved and trying to walk righteously before God. David, welcome.
Well, thank you very much for that, Pastor Butch. I appreciate it. And it is good to be back.
Well, it's been a while. It really has. And I really enjoyed seeing you up in Ohio. That was a treat. I'm glad you were there.
Yeah, it was a blessing to be there. It really was. Coach Dave flew me in there, and then I drove down to North Carolina, and then I drove back to Maine, and a whole lot's been happening in between.
Well, you're still a pretty young man. You can handle that. That would wear me out. I don't believe I can handle that. But anyway, welcome to tonight's program. And for the sake of new listeners, you've been on here quite a while, and we've picked up a few new stations, a lot of new listeners. Give the folks very briefly a bio of David Arthur, please.
Well, as you said, I've been delivered from a very dark, perverted life, prostitution, sex trafficking, gender confusion, also known as gender dysphoria, molestation, rape, homosexuality, many other sexual addictions and drugs, alcohol, gambling, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, right? I was healed on my deathbed from full-blown AIDS, having no immune system. I had several infections in my brain and my blood. I had severe osteoporosis from all of the wrong sex hormones that I had taken for 20 years. And diabetes, I was diagnosed with various psyche issues. And by the grace and mercy of a loving Father, here am I.
Amen. Amen. Again, you said it only by the grace and mercy. Grace and mercy, that's all of us, David. I know that perhaps you say, well, your sin was greater than ours, and maybe some ways it was, but sin is sin, and all have fallen short of the glory of God. So you said it right. It's grace for all of us. Go ahead.
Amen. You know, one of the things I could have told you, Pastor Butch, when I was a transgender prostitute standing out there in the streets of Philadelphia, from 14 years old up, I could have told you two things. God loves me, and he has a plan for my life. Because that's all I'd ever been told by all of the passerbys. God loves you, and he has a plan for your life. But what they didn't tell me was the full truth, that he does love you from beginning to end. He loves you eternally, whether that's eternal life or eternal death. But his love doesn't get you into the kingdom. Only his grace and his mercy do that. And had they told me that.
I say that's through repentance only. Go ahead.
Yeah, exactly. Maybe had they told me that, you know, I may not have dwelled in that darkness so long. But nevertheless, I'm here, you know, through sexual abuse, sexual addictions. I was the suicidal trans kid that's always being brought up and thrown into the debates and discussions to promote the whole trans queer rainbow agenda. But what they don't tell you is that you go from being a suicidal trans kid to being a suicidal trans adult, because affirmation and wrong sex hormones and transitioning and acceptance don't take away depression, angst, confusion, brokenness, and suicidal ideation. So, you know, gosh, there's so much. But, you know, I really want to go from 2018. I came down to West Virginia. That was the first time I met you and your group there, and it was a blessing.
Was that 2018?
That was 2018.
My goodness, I just thought it was 2 or 3 years ago. Before getting to that, I wanted to just make, while you were up speaking at Coach Dave's, you mentioned that yes. You were out on the beach one day with a couple of transgenders who had went all the way. Two men who tried yes. to become a woman. And you just knew they were so excited probably to be that way. Before we get any further in this, what did they tell you?
Yeah, so I went to New York City to get castrated. Back in my day, that was a precursor to getting the full surgery. You had to be castrated first. So I went to New York City to get castrated, and I was sitting on a beach on Coney Island, sitting on a blanket with two transgenders that had the full entire operation. I'd known both of them for years, and I had always believed and thought that they were happy, content, secure, and we're just sitting on the blanket talking and laughing, and they looked at me and said, "Don't do it." And the one looked at me and he said, "All of my life I thought that if I could just be a woman, I would find peace, joy, and happiness." He said, "And now I'm legally and medically a woman, and I'm more miserable now than I ever have been. And I think of taking my life every day." And the other one looked at me and said, "Don't do it. You don't want to be us. I think about taking my life several times a day, every day. I think about stepping in front of the subway train every day when I get on the subway. I think about driving my car into a brick wall when I'm driving somewhere." And I went back to my hotel room and curled up in a ball and cried myself to sleep, but I didn't do it. However, that wasn't enough to wake me up and take me completely out of that death style, because it is a death style.
That shows that even gods, even in something as corrupt as they were, God can use them to witness to somebody like you to help you get through that.
Amen. And that's what he did. He did that. He absolutely did that. I like how you said as corrupt as they were, because, you know, it wasn't that long ago I stumbled across, I probably read this passage so many times, and I stumbled across this passage. I'm actually looking for it now, but and it's in the Old Testament, and it says that whoever has their male member removed shall not enter into the kingdom of God. And that really threw me for a loop, because I've had many of transgenders reach out to me and say, "Do you think I have crossed the line?" And I couldn't answer that at one time. And I still can't tell them yay or nay, because that's not my call. But what I can do is direct them to the scripture. Because I think the scripture is very clear on certain things. We don't know who are reprobates or who become reprobates, but what we do know is that God knows, and God does give people up unto.
Yes, He does. Reprobate minds, absolutely, He does. That's a dire warning.
Absolutely.
I mean, that's in Romans chapter 1 and other places. That's a dire warning. He turns you to a reprobate mind, you have no chance, because you won't carry any longer.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay, man. Go ahead.
Yeah, so, you know, I did ministry for 11 years. I believe I was the longest running ex-gay, ex-trans out there at that time. Many others had fallen back into that cult. But that's what it is. It is a cult. It's a cult by definition. They become every aspect of your life.
Could you call it a religion? It's a religion.
Absolutely, really? It is. It is, yes. Okay. And so, you know, and that's why it's definitively a cult, because it is a religion. And we know that there are religions that can be, that are cults. And that is one of them. You know, it determines every aspect of your life. It determines your politics. It determines where you spend your money, determines where you get your money from. It determines which of your own blood relatives that you will associate with. I mean, it really puts a complete control over your life. And if we look at it now compared to, gosh, I mean, you know, that was 30-something years ago. If we look at it now, now it's like it's on steroids and then some, and it doesn't only control the members of it. It controls the allies. It controls the entire industrial world, right? All of the businesses. Yes, yes, it controls everything. Yes. This is the largest, darkest, deadliest mass of diabolical wickedness that we've ever been encountered with. And I say that because it has absorbed every single other movement in its path. It's absorbed the abortion movement. It's absorbed the civil rights movement. It's absorbed the feminist movement, and so on and so on. You know, this is, we're talking about this huge mass that's made up of hundreds of movements. And this is probably, not even probably, this is the largest, darkest, deadliest force we've ever been faced with in history.
Yeah, that's very true. And, you know, I said this many years ago. Of course, I was laughed at. I said, these people don't want you just to accept them. They want you to embrace them. They want you to come over their side completely, but they're not satisfied. They don't want to be just tolerated. Yeah. They want to be embraced and promoted.
Yeah, and they take it even further. They want you to not only embrace them, but to admit that you were wrong and that your God is wrong.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. That's true. There's no end to that. Evil in itself will not end until God says it's over. I mean, if you don't control evil, even your own life, even a born-again believer, you got to fight temptation all the time. If you don't control it, it grows like cancer. You got to control it and cut it out. And these people know no bounds. And I say, I'm not just picking on transgenders and homosexuals and sexual perverts. I mean, a murder doctor do the same thing, but different direction. But they just continue to debase themselves and debase society with their actions and their thought process, did they not?
Yes, absolutely. And, you know, this is something that, now, we know sin is sin, guilty of one, you're guilty of all. However, this is not normal sin. I don't mean that it's any greater or any less than any other sin. But what I do mean is that it is not normal sin. Murderers know that it is wrong to murder.
That's true.
If you catch a thief red-handed, they are automatically apologetic because they know they're doing wrong. Drug addicts know that their addiction is wrong because it has made them rob their own mama. And a man cheating on his wife, what does he do? He doesn't march through Times Square with his mistress. He hides in some seedy hotel room or in some basement somewhere. But homosexuality is different because it is this perversion, right? Born into sin, shaped in iniquity. Iniquity at its root means perversion. So it's we're shaped in perversion. And homosexuality is the complete disobedience to God's very intention of creation. It's the ultimate rebellion.
It's a sin against God and a crime against nature itself.
Exactly. And I know that, you know, everybody thinks that they're, what they're focusing on is the ultimate. But, you know, something really hit me this morning, and I was sitting here and I was doing my reading, and I said, you know what? Satan hates Jesus the Christ. Why does he hate him? Because his blood cannot cover him. Why does he hate your children and your grandchildren? Because they can fall away and then they can return. But he knows that he can never, ever, ever be covered by the blood. He can never be redeemed. He can never be salvaged. He is literally spiritually worthless, and that's why he hates all of these little children out here. So, of course, he wants to destroy them. He wants to destroy them because he hates them, because they can fall and stumble and fall again and then still return to the Lord, but he can never return.
That's very true. That's very true. And he hates all creation, but he hates those that belong to God through the blood-bought salvation through our Savior. He hates them for that. And especially if one of them is actually on fire for the Lord, he despises them. And I tell people all the time that if you're living for the Lord, if you say you're living for the Lord, but you're not catching any flack, you're not living very well for the Lord, because Satan will attack those who are the ones trying to do the most in about every way he can. And that's just the way it goes. So if you're not drawing fire, you're not in front of the enemy.
Amen. And so, you know, and I love to talk about my little falling away from the fold. I didn't fall out of God's good grace. I just had some things I needed to deal with. I got a little bitter and I got a little angry at the church and then at God and that temptation itself. And I tried something new for me, which was to be a quote unquote gay Christian. And he let me know pretty quickly that is literally impossible, that you cannot claim that false identity and still walk in a right relationship with him.
Amen.
You know, so everything has a purpose. And when I was blessed with the experience of being rescued, because he reeled me back in before I could get too saturated in that cesspool. He reeled me back in, and he did so just in time, because I learned so much more in my little falling away, my stumble. I learned so much more about this cult and about the agenda and the focus of this movement. I mean, and everybody can see it pretty clearly. If they don't, they're not paying attention or they don't care. Because if you can't tell that they're targeting your children, then you either don't want to see it or you don't care, or, God forbid, you're a part of the problem and you're targeting children too. So those are the only options. There's no middle ground here. There is no, oh, well, I didn't know anymore. You know, I was just reading an article that the guy said, well, Christian parents don't really know what's going on in the schools. Well, that's a bunch of nonsense, because if they really, truly don't know, then they obviously don't even know their children. They don't know the curriculum, and they don't know what's going on in the world today. So they don't have any rights being parents.
You know, that sounds really hard, but it's true. There is no excuse.
It's very true, because
no,
if you send your child, pardon?
There's no excuse for that. There's no excuse for it. I mean,
there is no excuse for it.
No, there is none. But I will say this, I'll say real clearly, and I'll make a lot of people mad, I don't care. The school system has got to be a babysitter and a way for them to find a way to appease the government and turn the child over 8 hours a day so they won't get in trouble with the law. And they're too lazy to do homeschooling. They'd rather buy a boat and would pay for Christian schooling. So that's where we are.
That's exactly where we are, because there are – see, I have this conversation with people all the time, and they say, well, there are just no other options for me, and that's just not true. There are so many resources out there right now because of what's going on in the government schools that we don't need the government schools, and anyone that puts their baby on that little yellow school bus to hell every day, they had better recognize that they are either one, willingly sacrificing their child to this perverted cult, or they just don't care enough to find out. And I mean, you know, I don't make friends by telling people that, but I'm not here to make friends. You know, I'm called to expose this cult while I'm at the same time reaching into the flames and yanking victims out of it. And that's Amen. All I'm going to do.
Amen. Well, that's the whole, Christians have become so nice. I mean, they're so nice, they're sickening. They don't offend anybody. They don't upset anybody. They don't make their own children mad because one of them may be a homosexual or a lesbian. Well, you're going to have to love them. God says love them. The Bible doesn't say that either, by the way. But anyway, but this is what we're facing today. We have Christians who become so effeminate. And I mean that, I don't mean that being a homosexual. I mean soft and womanish. I'm talking about men mostly now, because they don't want to cause anybody to be upset with them. I wonder why they crucified our Savior. Did he make anybody upset, you reckon, with telling the truth? Reckon he was crucified because he made people mad, especially the so-called church of the day?
That's probably about all he did with the truth, because the truth hurts.
Yes, it does.
And the truth upsets those who don't live in the truth. I mean, it's that simple. It's that easy. Listen, I was one of those dysphoric individuals, right? Dysphoria, an abnormal condition of mental confusion. Confusion, it's a condition. Conditions, what do they need? Healing, not hormones. They need treatment, not encouragement. So it wouldn't be called deception if we knew we were being deceived. And when we look at the church today, and everyone's running around not wanting to offend someone,
yeah,
they had better get it right in their head that it's about defending them. See, I don't think about it like I'm offending people. I think what I'm really doing is defending them against the lies of the enemy of their soul. If we could start just reframing things and taking some of our words back.
There you go. Hang on through the break, please, David. Folks, right. We'll take phone calls almost immediately if you want to call and talk to a man who's been through this. Maybe you're going through the same situation. Maybe you are. Don't be ashamed to admit it. We can help you, maybe. I know God can. But any questions, comments, give us a call, 717-300-1698. Hi, folks. Pastor Butch Paul here. I'm certain they don't need to tell
excellent
you all,
job, David.
We're living in unstable times, or as the Bible says, perilous times. We're starting to see shortages of many products in America, cars, clothing, furniture, and even food. We can't do much about the cars, clothing, and furniture, but we can with the food, simply by calling Nevada Foods, the best in store foods, bar none. They have a shelf life over 25 years, are great tasting, no GMOs, no chemical preservatives, no aspartame or high fructose corn syrup, and no MSGs. Give Nevada a call at 888-597-0775. That's 888-597-0775. Or go to Nevada.com. Mention the Pastor Butch sent you and get a 10% discount. That's 888-597-0775. You'll be glad you did.
Hi there, and thank you so much for listening. This is Summer. I'm owner and operator here at Superior Mountain Herbs. Please visit us at www.superiormountainherbs.com. You can always call or text 406 274-7579. We'd be happy to assist you with any of your health and wellness needs, whether you're currently combating serious disease and infection like cancer, or you're just simply looking to keep your body in great shape and maintain what God has already given you. You can visit us, and we would absolutely love to help you. Once again, visit us at www.superiormountainherbs.com or give us a call at 406-274-7579 to get your hands on some of the most incredible handcrafted, organic, and wildcrafted supplements on the planet, superiormountainherbs.com.
Hello, folks. Pastor Butch here. A lot of y'all are asking me to give our address out on the air, and I never take time during the interviews, but here's our address. If you want to write to us, send us a letter, say hello, or place an order, or whatever you want to do, our address is simple. It's Pastor Butch Paul, P-A-U-G-H, or call to Decision Ministries. The address is 224 Herd. That's spelled H-U-R-D. 224 Herd Road, Netty, N-E. T-T-I-E, N-E-T-T-I-E, West Virginia, 26681. 224 Herd Road, Netty, West Virginia, 26681. There you go. Thanks a lot.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it. Nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity. Invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cedarstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
This is war, not a game we're playing. This is a war. Hear me what I'm saying. Pick up your sword and shield. Get on the battlefield. Satan's armies come to kill.
Folks, we are back, and don't forget that Thursday, we'll be in office all day between 9 and 4 Eastern, take phone calls, send out orders, whatever, and so far this week we have nothing coming in. So if you want to call tomorrow, we'd love to hear from you. I mean that seriously, folks. Please understand that I'm only a mere mortal. I am nothing special. Dave's met me on more than one occasion. I'm nothing great to look at. I'm getting older. I'm not the brightest bulb in the house, but I do know that we serve a great God. I know this same God that delivered me from my sins back last Wednesday night, June 1971, and was patient with me for all these years, teaching me his ways, and still teaching me his ways. You would not believe the distance I've covered, and it took me so long to get here. But I praise God that his mercy and his grace and patience towards people that love him is never ending. He watches over us, protects us, and guides us. And if we're willing to seek the truth, he'll be patient with us as we stumble and fall and run into this wall and that wall. But open rebellion, after you've been born again or before you've been born again, open rebellion against not only the laws of God, but nature itself, is one of the most damning things that can happen. As David said, a murderer knows he's a murderer. A thief knows he's a thief. But nature itself teaches even beyond that when it comes to sexual perversion. The Bible says that a man who's hungry, if he steals something, you can understand why he did it. Doesn't excuse it, but you understand it. With this situation, there is no excuse. None given. And that, by the way, scripture that David was referring to, about a man being castrated, Deuteronomy 23, verse 1. Read the whole thing for yourself if you get a chance. David, you go ahead. I don't mean to take over the program. You go ahead. And folks, phone lines open, 717-300-1698. Go ahead.
You know, one of the things I think that we need to also recognize is that, you know, we love to go to the scripture, right? We love to say, well, what if it doesn't say that? What if it says this? And I heard that it says this. And so let's take the five passages that the church uses to combat homosexuality out of the equation. That doesn't matter. Those five passages aren't needed because God's very intent from the very beginning, natural function, nature, one man, one woman. These were the things that he laid down very early on. These were the things that let me know that trying to be a gay Christian was a failure, was impossible. That's what let me know. It didn't matter about those five passages. I love to fall back on those five passages when I first said I'm going to be a gay Christian. And then, I'm going to just take all these passages and tell people what they really say. And then it hit me. It doesn't matter if they say what I say they say or what they say. Because we can do without those five passages and still be convicted of conducting ourselves in unnatural ways, giving up our natural function for the opposite sex. Because, like, defending scripture is not a salvation issue. Right, it's giving the fearful an excuse not to defend the word against the lies of the homosexual theology. What do? They fail the critical testing of their faith to God. Luke 16:10, he who is faithful in very little thing is faithful also in much. So every time the church doesn't stand up and say no, we can't do that. Enough is enough. The entirety of Scripture reveals the absolute warning of the last days apostasy of the church before the return of the Christ, because the church's faithfulness to the Word is being tested right now.
Amen.
Right now, the church's faithfulness to the Word of God Almighty is being tested.
Very true.
And I have
very
to, true. Have to ask the question, hey, church, are you going to celebrate rebellion and disobedience, or are you going to stand firm on the truth and the consequences of that truth? Because that's where we're at right now. You know, we can look at every aspect of everything and say, hey, guess what? Homosexuality is unnatural. Transgenderism is a mental disorder, and it is also a spiritual oppression. Baphomet, the original transgender, all right? If Baphomet can make a man sincerely believe that he is a woman, just as easily as any other demon can make any other man or woman believe anything else.
And by the way, doesn't that also prove that this is a religion? They want to be like
Absolutely.
Their god, Baphomet. I mean, that's a fact.
Absolutely.
That's what it is. Go
that's
ahead.
Who they worship. That's exactly who they worship, Pastor Butch. That's exactly who they worship. But, you know, I think one of the most important things that I want people to know everywhere I go is what a gender-affirming care sanctuary state is. And the reason I want everybody to know, even if you don't live in one, I need you to listen up and listen very closely. If you have children or grandchildren, or your neighbors have children that you might even care about, then I need you to listen up very closely. Gender-affirming care, sanctuary state. The reason you need to know what one is because if, by some chance, a predator snatches your child up, they can bring your child into a gender-affirming care sanctuary state, and you have no rights to your child. If your child runs away from home and crosses the border, let's just say the state of Maine that I live in, the dark, perverted state of Maine. If your child runs away from home and crosses the border of Maine alone, they become a ward of the state. They are then placed into a home, mostly known as glitter families or rainbow sanctuaries, or they're just placed in a home in the state without paperwork. So the main sanctuary, gender affirming care sanctuary state bill, it's known as the transgender kidnapping or the trafficking bill. And I want to be perfectly clear, because sterilizing children is not health care. Mutilating children is not health care. Chopping off healthy breasts of young girls is not health care. Murdering babies is not health care. Conducting the most barbaric experiments in our history and targeting the weak, the vulnerable, the impressionable, and mentally challenged is not health care. Now, while most gender-affirming care sanctuary states cover all ages, my concern is the minors, because they're giving children puberty blockers, wrong sex hormones. They're mutilating them. They're giving them the entirety of the transition process. And these states are also protecting the providers that provide these crimes, these butcheries, these massacres. The providers are also protected. And so, like I said, listen, any child can come to Maine, and I'm going to use Maine because Maine, out of 14 gender affirming care sanctuary states, Maine is the worst of all of them.
Really?
So any child can come to Maine for an abortion or gender-affirming care without parental consent or knowledge if they run away from home for an abortion or gender-affirming care. They become a ward of the state, taxpayer-funded. Any relative, non-custodial parent, any relative can take any child legally. That's legal kidnapping, by the way, that desires an abortion or gender-affirming care, and bring that child to Maine. And that adult that brings that child into Maine will face no legal recourse. They'll be able to stay in Maine with that child. No court and no law enforcement can help you as a parent. They cannot interfere. They cannot assist the parent of the child to come and collect their child. So when a predator targets your child or your grandchild online or through some app and convinces them that they may be gender dysphoric, because that's what's happening. You know, people think that it's a 4%. It's way beyond that. We're in the 70% of confused children. We have a 4,000% increase in young girls identifying as boys. We have a 7,000% increase in youth in general identifying into this rainbow cult. So any predator can take any child into the state of Maine for an abortion or gender-affirming care. And yes, the same rules apply. Any deviant, any pedophile, any adult can bring any child into the state of Maine, reside without fear of legal recourse. As long as the child says that they are here for an abortion or gender-affirming care, which means that they're here to be mutilated, sterilized, butchered, or transitioned by the LGBTQIA trans queer rainbow cult. So Maine has opened the floodgates to kidnappers, sexual predators, child traffickers, deviants, pedophiles, anyone who desires to prey on the weak, on the vulnerable, mentally challenged, socially awkward. These predators have more rights than a parent does in the state of Maine.
Well, now, school, I mean, is the whole law system, are all the legislatures up there, most of them sold out on this also?
Most of them are sold out. I mean, when you have the I hate politics. I can't stand these people anymore. But when you have the head of the right conservative party voting to legalize prostitution and voting to legalize personal use marijuana, you know you have some problems.
Now, you said that that leading conservative voted to legalize prostitution?
Yeah, the leader of the Republicans here in Maine voted to legalize prostitution.
Oh, my.
Yeah. Billy Bob. His name is Billy Bob.
My goodness. How do you stand it up here? I don't know how you stand it.
I've been trying to get out of here for a while. I got two possibilities of two different places to go. I'm just waiting on the right opportunity. That's all. I have my mother with me, and she wants out of here. She wants out so bad. I don't even know how we deal with it most of the time.
Well,
but
things
that I know.
I mean, do you have a trade other than what you're doing now, trying to warn people? Do you have a way to produce income? The reason I'm asking that is there are places around, I'm sure.
Once I actually relocate, I mean, yeah, there's things that I could do. Here in Maine, there's nothing I can do. Long story, very long.
Wow.
But you know, we are in a place right now. So during COVID, a whole bunch of perverted individuals went online and got certified as counselors.
Mm-hmm.
All of these perverted individuals are now counselors in the schools, in the government schools. We have to stop saying public schools because they're government schools. Public might pay for them, but they're government schools.
That's true.
And that's why the school budgets have seen such a rise in the funding need for mental health and outreach programs, because no counselor, social worker, or educational staff have to alert parents if their children want to change their identity, their name, their gender, or receive gender-affirming care, or go get an abortion. So this also means that mental health organizations in schools that are already providing youth right now, providing youth with mental health prescriptions, wrong sex hormones, puberty blockers, and so much more. The whole idea of putting mental health into the school budget was to be able to bring in outside resources like Planned Parenthood so that they could come in and hand the kids paper bags with wrong sex hormones and puberty blockers in them.
Well, are any parents standing up, or are they just being compliant, as most parents are?
There are a lot of parents that are standing up. So, and honestly, we've seen in the entire country alone, in the last 2 years, we've seen the greatest exodus of the government schools than ever in history. There are a lot of people yanking their children out. A lot of parents that are homeschooling, they have groups that homeschool. There are a lot of co-op schools now.
David, your phone's starting to break up. Your phone's starting to break up a little bit. Did you move or something? Your phone's breaking up a little bit.
No, I'm in the same spot. We're blessed that we've been able to go this long.
Well, you're doing real well, but just kind of like you just got blip a little bit. And I can understand you. It's like you're just some burps in between there, but go ahead.
Okay. So, right now we have a lot of parents removing children from school, from the government schools, and there are so many options out there. We have homeschoolers that are willing to take in so many kids and homeschool because they know the importance and the need of this. You know, I mean, we can look at just, again, look at the state of Maine. The state of Maine is partaking in some of the most serious criminal acts that are so bold and blatant that you really have to sit back and say, I can't believe that this is even happening. This can't be happening. So they have already had parents try to go to courts in their own states to retrieve their children that are here in Maine. And Maine calls those court subpoenas or the word I'm looking for, judgments, orders, calls them hostile litigation. No Maine court will uphold any ruling against abortion or gender-affirming care from any state. So how did they get around the child? See, because so it was a seven years old was the age limit. And so they recently just dropped that to no age limit. So 7 years old, the child could say, I'm trans, I'm here for trans care. Now they've really opened the floodgates to this deviant, lascivious, lewd behavior, because now they say even infants and toddlers can be transitioned without parental consent. And so that means if any predator takes any child to a gender-affirming care state, then they may have lost their child.
Well, how, and by the way, folks, I said lines open. I know you listen very intently. If you have any questions, comments, feel free to call. I've got about 5 minutes left. 717-300-1698. So if someone brings a child across the line, kidnaps that child that's 2 years old, he can bring him across the line and say that child wants to be mutilated, and the law.
All they have to do is say we are here for gender affirming care, and
for a two year old.
That's it for a 2 year old.
My goodness.
They are prepared to transition toddlers and infants. Maine has become a state that harbors criminals, predators, kidnappers, child traffickers, and anyone that violates deviant, heinous criminal laws in other states that prohibit vulnerable individuals from getting abortions or gender-affirming care. So they're here. The providers that are losing their licenses and practices in other states have been welcomed here to come practice.
My gosh. Man, I mean, I you say that's the worst state, and of course I believe it is from what you tell me. But how in the name of goodness can any people, I don't care who they are, fall into such deviancy with very little resistance? And I'm saying this lovingly. The Second Amendment was given to us to protect our children and our families and ourselves. What's happened to the idea that, hey, we're not going to tolerate this. If it means dying in the streets with a gun in their hand, so be it. We're going to stand.
Yeah.
What's happened to that desire of a real man to say, hell no?
You know, Pastor Butch, when I went to the state house, I said, anyone that does not vote this bill down is beyond a shadow of a doubt a pedophile or a pedo apologist.
Oh, yeah.
Those are the only two choices.
Yes. Yes.
Don't be one of those. And that's how I left it. And the first go round, they did table it. But the second go round, they snuck it right in. In 3 days, they had it approved and passed. And now we are the worst of the worst of the 14. So, and I mean, you know, this is going on everywhere. So I don't know anybody that doesn't know somebody who is being enveloped by this rainbow cult. And really, and I want everyone to know out there, you know, I know it sounds like a whole lot of doom and gloom, but, you know, I want everyone to have hope, because there is freedom from being a deviant, from being a pedophile, Amen. From being Amen. A homosexual, from being a transgender. From there is freedom from any of that. There is deliverance readily available for all of that.
Amen.
So don't lose hope. And don't start turning. See, we, I think the problem is that we get mad and we want to attack the people instead of what's in control of those people. Those people are merely conduits of what's in control of them. And so that's how I try to look at it and look at them. It helps me to deal with people. I'd much rather lay hands on somebody and pray over somebody and embrace somebody, because I've been there. I've done that. I know the turmoil. I know the chaos. I know I know all the pain. And I also know the sincerity that they're walking in, believing that this is who and what they are, because this is what culture and society has embedded into their minds, into their hearts, and into their soul.
These people as a whole, you said it, are victims of their, what they've been taught and reared in, not only in public schools, but a lot of times in the homes. But the ones
Absolutely.
Who need to be taken out and got rid of are those who pass these laws to kidnap
yes.
children. Those are the ones that need
the
taken out and taken down.
The promoters of wickedness.
They're the ones need out of the picture. And I'm
yes.
convinced if these things, and they're starting to turn around, thank God, in some places. We're seeing more and more cases of normalcy come back in the culture. We're seeing that to start to turn away from this perversion. Don't know if we're going to be able to turn around completely or not. I sort of kind of doubt it. But every time we win a case, we're making a point. And maybe someone will say, hey, maybe I'm wrong on this. Maybe I should consider what they're doing. Maybe I should consider that. Maybe I'm in the wrong with these things. So, folks, stand for the truth and do what's right and don't compromise. It's for the glory of God, period. But it may
Amen.
Help someone in your family be delivered. They were down about the last 30, 40 seconds. What do you want to say in closing? And how can folks find out about you?
They can go to my website, IBelongAmen.com, IBelongAmen.com. I'm on YouTube at IBelongAmen. And listen. Just don't lose hope, and just know that there's freedom from perversion, and please do not think that you can be an ally. Everyone that knew me thought I was happy, content, I was secure, I was miserable, I was broken, I was in turmoil, and I was suicidal. So just love them to life. Stop loving them to death with silence.
All right, yes, stand the ground. Thank you, David. I'll be in touch in the future, okay?
Thank you, brother.
Take care, my friends. Folks, we love you. By the grace of God, we'll see you in the office tomorrow. I hope you take time to call us. We appreciate it. Have a wonderful night. Good night.
Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSETalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.